Another miserable day on Asian markets was sparked by more news that the American economy continues to falter. In the United States, the National Bureau of Economic Research says the country went into recession a year ago. Adding to the gloom was data that indicated that U.S. factory activity dipped to a 26-year low in November. Asian markets slumped as a result. In Japan, the Nikkei lost more than 6% of its value. There were falls in Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea and the Philippines. In Tokyo, shares in one of the world's biggest steelmakers, JFE Holdings, lost almost a tenth of their value. Markets in Australia followed the regional trend downwards, despite another sizable cut in interest rates to 4.25%. Economists in Australia say the reduction failed to revive ailing local stocks because the anticipated cut had already been largely factored into the market. Despite a subdued reaction, analyst Stephen Halmerich says the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision will help to lift the gloom.
We see that as a very positive sign for the outlook for the economy, but clearly they're concerned that the global outlook is still so negative and financial markets are so fragile that they need to move as quickly as they have.
Australia's economy isn't expected to go into recession. However, a slowdown is widely anticipated, with unemployment likely to rise. Next week, the Australian government starts its multi-billion dollar spending package that's designed to stimulate growth. Pensioners and families are to be given one-off payments of up to $1,300 to help fuel consumer demand. The Bank of Japan is also trying to rebuild confidence with a range of measures, including a new lending scheme. Jitters in the market may take time to dispel. Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted almost 8%, wiping out more than half of last week's big gains. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.